This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'll bring it up straight away. You're going through a bit of a transition in the band at the moment with Jason Dunn planning to leave on May 15th. How does it feel to be on the final tour now?
Honestly, it's kind of like, it's bittersweet. It's like I'm losing like a friend, I feel like, but at the same time, it's on good conditions. So, well, it's nice that we'll still be friends. And it's sad too, though, because you know, we started this thing together 10 years ago, and but it's also sweet because Hawk Nelson is going to grow and evolve and change, and we're going to be doing another record, and so it's bittersweet.
So how did it actually happen? Was it a surprise for you guys, or did you know that Jason was deciding to leave?
Yeah, no, he was very, very cool about it. He told us he'd been talking and thinking about it for a while, and you know, we tried to convince him to stay, but I think at the end of the day, he needs to pursue his own thing, and we're going to support him in whatever he needs to do.
And how are you going to find a new singer? Have you got some kind of X Factor, The Voice sort of competition lined up?
I think that would be a lot more fun. unfortunately, we're not really Simon Cowell. We're not really like that kind of we're not really that kind of an organization. So we're not holding auditions right now. Really, what we're doing is talking about our guitarist Jonathan stepping up to the microphone, if you will. And he has a really good voice. I've always liked his songwriting. He's done a few albums on his own. And I think that maybe all he needed was this opportunity to really flourish in this kind of position. So we'll see how it goes.
It sounds very exciting. It might be his chance to step up, and it might be a little bit nerve-wracking at first, but I'm sure he'll have fun.
Yeah, that's what he's kind of expressing to me. But I believe that God has a plan and that he's bigger than our fears. So
you just got to push him into it.
Exactly. You got to force it.
So tell us about this new album that you're planning on releasing this year.
Well, this new album has not been written yet. Really, we're going to finish off this Rock and Worship Roadshow tour that we're on. We're going to come to Australia. We're going to play our final shows with Jason as a part of Hawk Nelson. And then we're going to come back. We have a tour lined up already with us as a three-piece. And during that tour, we plan on writing and getting something really good together, something that, you know, isn't exactly the same, but hopefully is better.
Yeah, now coming back to Australia, I think it's been two or three years since you were last here. Are you excited to return?
Of course I am. When we were in Australia 2 years ago, it set the bar to a whole new level of excitement, and like the shows were good, the food was good, the people were great. It was kind of more of like a vacation meets concerts. Like it was